Hi, this is Lynn Fraser with the Kilby Center for Recovery and the Radical Recovery Summit. I'm here with Dr. Adi Jaffe. And I would just like for you to have a chance to tell people your perspective on COVID-19, how you could help them, and just come some of your thoughts about that.
Yeah, please. Thank you so much for this forum. You know, this time has been unprecedented. We know that regular everyday life brings along stressors and reasons to be anxious and fear for the future and shame about the past. And yet it seems like that's all been exacerbated during this time. Almost everybody that I'm working with is struggling, is struggling a lot because of the unknown and because of actual loss, right? So job loss, loss of life, health, and then loss of self-esteem, security, and some of the things that a lot of us have been holding on to as the standard. And so at Ignited, we really try to step in and put some guides and some support in ways that we haven't been able to do before around people. And I'm really, really proud of how we stepped up. You know, before COVID started, we had this online program and it was great. And people bought the book and they learned about our online recovery program that way. And then when they joined the recovery program, we had a first one and then two and then 3 hours a week where people could log in. Essentially, think about it as like online support. And then COVID-19 hit. And everybody was stuck at home.
Right.
And within 2 weeks, we were able to expand from 3 groups a week to 8 groups a week. And by the end of 1 week from now, we will actually be up to 10. And the reason that that is important is what a lot of us lost is structure to our lives.
Right.
We used to wake up at a certain time and go to work or start picking up somebody at a certain time or dropping the kids off to school. And then that would end. And we didn't realize it. I think a lot of us didn't realize it, especially if you're not in the habits and ritual sort of life, how much those rituals, those schedules, the skeleton of a life that we could get to fill in then with the meat of what made us satisfied, how important that skeleton was. But with when the skeleton disappeared, a lot of people found themselves untethered, unanchored, and having a hard time. So by going up from 3 hours to essentially 10 hours within a week of weekly support, we did one thing that really allowed a lot of people to go, okay, well, at least every day of the week, I have one or two things I can do, and that can be my anchor.
Right.
And help them there. So that's one thing we did. We also did another amazing thing that we haven't done before, and I'll give you guys a link for it for your listener. We can get 2 weeks of that completely for free.
Oh,
so if you need support and you just need consistency, you can get 2 weeks of completely free support. You know, it's going to end up being about 20 groups without paying a cent for any of them. And then we went one step farther and we took our big program and we broke up payments for it and we cut them in half so that it would be more affordable for people. So now for $43 a month, which is $1.50 a day, you can have essentially every course offering Ignited has ever created. So our standalone big addiction course, our relationship intro course, which is a lot around trauma and radical transparency in relationships, our family SOS workshop, the Am I Really an Alcoholic workshop. I'm trying to think. Oh, one of that I love recently, which is the Ultimate Bliss Blueprint, which actually goes into deep research on human needs and motivations and what we need to put in place to feel contentment and joy in our lives. So all those are available, no commitment. You just sign up and at $43 a month, you can have all that. And the idea was to, again, not everybody can afford $1.50 a day, but a lot of people can. And it's it takes the place of some things they don't have right now, meetings, therapists, whatever it is that they can't do right now. It takes the place of that. And then obviously we really stepped up all of our free offerings. So we're still doing all of our Wednesday and Friday podcasts, but I'm releasing a couple of workshops that are 100% free. So every Friday, actually about an hour, 45 minutes after we do this, I do a free online live workshop around addiction.
Okay.
And we released, it's on our Instagram, on my Instagram or the Ignited Instagram, I think on both. And on our YouTube, there's a How to Talk About Feelings workshop. Because a lot of feelings come up during this time and many of us have not been trained about how to talk about feelings. So we bottle it up and then we wonder why we end up externalizing or looking for things to fix them. So I think we'll give you the link for them just to be clear, so that I don't mess up the links. But we are really trying in as many ways as possible to create this sort of blanket way for people to integrate and plug in to a level of help that feels comfortable for them, because these are unprecedented times. They're going to end, and there's going to be learning about opportunities for growth that come out of this that we're not even able to see right now because we're in the middle of the storm.
Right.
But in the moment, it feels highly anxiety provoking and stressful. And so we really wanted to show up for people.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. So are you finding a lot of people are having, are starting to drink again that had been sober, or they're drinking more, or what are you finding that people are saying?
Definitely people who are already drinking are telling us they're drinking more. It's a lot of what we covered in today's weekly chat, actually. And then if they haven't started drinking again, a lot of people who are abstinent are definitely talking about how heightened their level of cravings is. So I had that, and another person reported that in today's chat, and they were saying, look, I've been abstinent for 7 months and I'm finding it very, very difficult as the day comes to a close to figure out what to do with my time, because there aren't that many options. Again, another reason to find things to plug in, standard things to do to plug in.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great free online processes and groups and meditations and all of those things. Yeah.
100%. And so you just have to, you have to find them, and then you literally essentially have to calendar them, right? You have to make them an activity.
Yeah.
Because I think what a lot of people think is, oh, when I need it, I'll just go get it. But when you need it, you're distressed. And when we're distressed, we're looking for quick fixes. And a quick fix is not always, let's go online and look for meditation. And so by having those things built in, I always tell people, it's like getting self-help capital. If you do them regularly, even on the days that you're less stressed, you will build up your bank account. So then on days where you are stressed, you're more likely to do it as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I know you do a lot of work around shame. How is that coming up for people around COVID-19? I've had people shaming themselves for having a nervous system, literally. Are you finding that kind of thing too?
Well, yeah. I mean, depending on where you stand on the continuum of social distancing, you'll feel people being shamed for social distancing too much and being too careful, all the way to people who are feeling like they're shamed for not doing it enough. Yeah. Obviously, people are dealing with shame around job loss or loss of income. Fear around, am I going to be able to support my family when this is done, right? Those are real, meaningful, tangible fears. And then, you know, when you escalate and take a bird's eye view about that, some people are literally struggling with shame about who they are and, you know, thinking to themselves, had I only done A, B, C, or D before this happened, I'd be in a different place right now. Or, you know, people who are isolated alone, feeling shame about not having partners to be with them. People who are in partnerships, feeling anxiety and shame around the status of their relationship.
Right.
So people experience it from almost every angle, which to me is an indicator that it's not really about the scenario so much as this is, again, an opportunity to identify the gaps, the fissures, the breaks in what you thought before was a very cohesive self-concept.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, thank you for all that what you're doing, and we'll put the links. So where's the hub? Which website would you like people to start with?
The easiest thing, we actually created a link that is, it's a bit.ly link to shorten it. So bit.ly.com/ignitedhelp, I-G-N-T-D, help.
Okay.
That's one of the easiest places to find out about it. And if you can just go to adjaffe.com, you'll find out about everything we're doing as well.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. It was great to
talk to you. Thank you so much, Lynn. Yeah, thank you for all the work you guys are doing.
The Killaby Center for Recovery is reaching out to some of the people we've interviewed for the Radical Recovery Summit. We're asking, how can you support people that are struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic? There is a range of programs and support that people are offering, as well as ways to frame this. What is it that's happening inside of you during this time? Come to radicalrecoverysummit.com to click right through to the interviews.